Well, the United States has a lengthy history of carrying out attacks against civilian targets of this kind. They've done that throughout the Middle East and the different nations that the United States has been militarily involved in. Now, what is significant about this particular situation in Syria is not merely that there are civilian casualties. There's nothing unique about that. However, it's important to understand the geopolitical context in which this is happening. On one hand, the American government, with Secretary of State John Kerry, has been pressuring the Russians to end their attacks on the al-Nusra Front, which is an al-Qaeda-affiliated group. On the other hand, the United States has actually upstepped its own attacks on various targets in the region, and it appears that what is happening here is that the Russians and the Americans, as I have said in other interviews with Press TV, have polar opposite objectives in this particular conflict. The Russians see the Syrian government of President Assad as a bulwark against terrorism in the region, and the Russians wish to maintain the stability of that government, and that is in part why the Russians have intervened in Syria and for the sake of protecting the government of President Assad, because they're concerned that a group like the Daesh will grow and get a stronghold in Syria if the Syrian government were to fall. The Americans, however, are more concerned about toppling the Syrian government. That's the first goal that the Americans have. The Americans are opposed to the government of President Assad because of his refusal to incorporate Syria into the American system of hegemony in the Middle East. The Syrian government is viewed as a rival to Saudi Arabia, to Israel, and to other states that are aligned with the United States in the region. So the Americans want to see the Syrian government of President Assad fall, whereas the Russians want to protect that particular government. And that's the first priority for both of these nations. So there's a fundamental conflict of interest between the Americans and the Russians in Syria. Now, the Americans are opposed to Russian action against groups like the al-Nusra Front because they see the al-Nusra Front as a means of exercising political and military pressure against the government of Syria. So the Americans don't want the Russians to come in and attack the al-Nusra Front. They see that as the al-Nusra Front as a weapon that could possibly be used to undermine the Syrian government. Also, the Americans have various forces of their own that they're trying to prop up as puppet forces, and that's these so-called Syrian moderates. As President Putin of Russia said a while back, what exactly is a moderate terrorist? But that's how the Americans define some of these groups, like the Syrian Democratic Forces, for example. The Americans are trying to puppet master these forces as a means of eventually toppling the government of President Assad and installing an American puppet government. Now, that's not likely to be very successful because most of the forces of this type that the Americans have organized or trained in the region have performed terribly when it comes to actual combat. So I think, though, that what the Americans are trying to do is they want groups like al-Nusra Front and like the Daesh to be used as weapons to undermine the government of Syria. And they are also at the same time trying to create forces of their own that they can puppet master and essentially install in power at some point in the future. That looks to be the plan. The Americans don't like that the Russians are getting in the way of this because the Russians are actually attacking groups like al-Nusra Front and like the Daesh, and they're trying to actually protect the regime of President Assad. So that's really the essence of the conflict right there.